It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. I understand there have been some technical difficulties this week in getting new editions of the Daily Headlines Podcast, but have no fear, I have now figured it out, and this is a brand new episode. As usual, we'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linknky.com. Residents of Covington's East Side neighborhood are preparing for the April 20th Rock the Block event, which will see about 270 volunteers performing home repairs throughout the neighborhood. Rock the Block is an event held every 2 years by the Greater Cincinnati branch of Habitat for Humanity, whose service area encompasses Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties, as well as counties in Ohio and Indiana. Habitat for Humanity, known for its home building program in which volunteers either build new homes or rehab old ones, started Rock the Block in Newport in 2016. Newport is the only other city where Rock the Block has happened in the Northern Kentucky region. In addition, before the consolidation of smaller Habitat for Humanity branches under the Greater Cincinnati umbrella in 2013, the former Northern Kentucky branch built its first home in Covington. The Rock the Block event itself will take place from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 20th. Volunteers will meet at the Kenton County Government Center in the morning for a short kickoff at around 8:30 a.m. Then, they will take a shuttle bus to the east side to perform repairs and exterior improvements for about 20 properties in the neighborhood. People interested in volunteering and the businesses interested in sponsoring the event should visit Habitat for Humanity of Greater Cincinnati's dedicated website. They also can contact Aaron Kelly directly at aaron.kelly@habitatcincinnati.org. An investment of $2.7 million across 2.5 miles of projects for the Regional Riverfront Commons project is set to begin this summer. These five projects are working toward the completion of Riverfront Commons, a 20-mile multi-use path along the riverfront that will connect the river cities from DeVal Park in the west to Pendentry Park in the east. Since the early 2000s, it has been South Bank Partners, a regional development organization signature project. The current round of funding for Riverfront Commons follows the award of a $4.7 million RAISE grant project that funds the planning, design, and engineering of sections of Riverfront Commons. Overall, funding secured from the Riverfront Commons has totaled $8 million over the past 5 years. The five projects are as follows: James Taylor Park, Riverboat Row, and Earthen Levee, Port of Entry, Dave Cowens, and Riverboat Row, Ludlow, Phase 2, Ludlow Memorial Park, Adela Avenue to Hooper Street, Silver Grove, Phase 1, 4 Mile Trailhead, 4 Mile to Ash Street, Berry Street Connection, Berry Street and Manhattan Harbor Boulevard. Police are investigating a shots fired call in Kenton County, Villa Hills, Crescent Springs, police said. Officers responded to Highway Avenue near Montrose Street at approximately 5:20 a.m. Thursday. Police officers said they are searching for three people. They have not said if anyone was injured. One officer said the area is not safe and to stay clear. That's going to wrap things up for us today, Friday, April 12th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I hope that you'll be back on Monday. I'll talk to you then.